So there's almost nothing more gratifying than spending moments hearing brand new music from a cool band. That's what's about to happen today. The band is MCRD. It's Rebecca and Mike. And they actually got into town last night and spent a little time here enjoying Laguna Beach before they jump into the studio right here performing a brand new song called Love You. They're actually going to play a couple of songs. First one out of the gate, though, is called Love You. Do me a favor, Laguna Beach, please welcome MCRD.
Thanks for tuning in. We are MCRD, and this is our new release song, Love You, live on 104.7 KXFM.
I've been out on the highway, thought I'd go for a ride. You've been making me crazy, maybe once, maybe twice. It's a situation, baby, the day may be time, cause this little angel was born in a low tide. He's got a stranger sleeping in his bed. She's a stranger, a gun in his head. She's not a lover, she'll just use you instead. But one thing that I know is I'ma love you till I'm dead. Love you, love you. Love you, love you. Love you, love you. But one thing that I know is I'ma love you till I'm dead. Love you, love you. Love you, love you. Love you, love you. But one thing that I know is I'ma love you till I'm dead. You've been taking your time, dear. Time for you to decide what you want in your lifetime. You want sugar or spice? You've been taking the safe road, pulling in with the tide. But those rocks and colored coral, they will scratch you every time. He's got a stranger sleeping in his bed. She's a stranger, gun in his head. She's not a lover, she'll just use you instead. But one thing that I know is I'ma love you till I'm dead. Love you, love you. Love you, love you. Love you, love you. But one thing that I know is I'ma love you till I'm dead. Love you, love you. Love you, love you. Love you, love you. But one thing that I know is I'ma love you till I'm dead. Love you, love you. Love you, love you. Love you, love you. But one thing that I know is I'ma love you till I'm dead. Awesome.
And that was our song, Love You, again by MCRD. Check us out on our socials and on KXFM. Next song up is one of our favorites called Waiting. You may have heard it here on KXFM as well, but today you get to hear it live. Here it is.
Is all around you in your eyes, and I can see the struggles you've been working in your mind. stronger. We work a little bit harder. We get a little bit closer, baby. Tell me what you want, yeah. Tell me what you need. I will always be there. So what are we waiting for?
Our song Waiting by MCRD. Hope you loved and enjoyed it. And we'll see you soon.
That's very cool. We're going to bring them into the studio for a conversation. Rebecca Daly and Mike Carnarius, MCRD. Thank you so much for that. Oh, look at that. That's so, I see it's so cute right afterwards. They're kissing in the live room. That's good to hear. In a couple of minutes, we'll have them in here for the conversation. 10:43. You know, we extend the Mornings with Ed show deep into the middays. It's the midday show. We welcome MCRD into the studio. And after a great live performance this early in the morning, we got Rebecca Daly and Mike Carnarius. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for being here this morning.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much.
I can't tell you how happy I am to see you. Really.
That's nice.
it was cool getting to know you and studying up for this and finding out about you as I stalked you on the internet or whatever, however it is I prepared.
The World Wide Web.
I do want to say this, and I want to let the audience know about this. I've been kind of teasing them all morning. About why I found you both so charming at 2 a.m. last night.
Yes.
So normally
our best hours.
Yeah. We write most of our music too.
Normally a band will send in some talking points or whatever. Hey man, this is what we're covering. This is what we want to do. And I think, okay, that's cool. And Rebecca called the studio yesterday and said, yeah, I'm going to send you some talking notes or some talking points. Got my email address. I got an entire perfectly scripted conversation of how this was supposed to take place this morning. And then Ed asks, and then Mike answers. And then, so thank you so much.
That's a whole screenplay,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for that. Thank you for your OCD, whatever it is that makes you do.
My organization skills are a little over the top sometimes.
It's not a control freak thing, is it?
No, not at all.
I think I should ask Mike that question. It's not a control freak, is it?
Not at all. Very organized. Or I'm not that organized, so it really helps. It's a good balance.
All right, right.
We worked on it together, and
we did.
There was definitely things that we wanted to make sure that we brought up, because we've got a lot
There's
of
so
big
much
things
to
coming
announce.
Up for MCRD.
Right. Yeah. And we'll cover everything. And if I miss something, I want you to feel free to chime in.
Awesome.
We'll go back to that script.
I get a feeling that when you cut a video, she's going to direct it.
Yes.
I get that feeling right
big
now.
Big facts. I mean, we're actually working on doing live streaming. We're doing our live stream shows, and she decorates the whole room and everything. Right. So she definitely
we've been doing.
She has a good eye for, video and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing our live streams on TikTok. And where, you know, he knows all of the audio engineering stuff. He's, you know, master at that. I really take over the, like, visual aspect of it with, like, rearranging the furniture, setting up the lights, making sure, you know, it looks nice. And
you do have a director's mind. You do.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. When I read your email this morning, I went, oh, yeah, this is going to be fun.
Yes. How'd you do this at 2 a.m.?
tell me about the first song we heard. Tell me about Love You.
Yeah. So Love You, we actually wrote a long time ago.
So we came back from the NAMM show. And I was just inspired by just like all the music there and such great musicians is playing. Like you see like some of the best guitar players in the world there.
Right. NAMM is awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So much fun.
So amazing.
And we were driving home and I had this like beat in my head, like kind of like an 80s beat or something, like a giddy up beat kind of. And so I got home and I got on Ableton and loaded up some like vintage keyboards and drum sounds, started making the beat.
Right on.
Yeah. And I mean, while he was doing that, you know, I'm just like listening to it while he's, you know, playing it over and over again and adding stuff and just out of nowhere, you know, just love you, love you.
Yeah.
That just kept on coming in my head because we just had such a great day. And I was so definitely, you know, looking through my heart shaped glasses.
Oh, which is really sweet.
And cool. So that, you know, that came up and then it just kind of extended to like, I'm gonna love you till I'm dead. And we just kind of built it around that. You know, me and Mike have known each other for such a long time.
Over a decade.
Over a decade now, yeah. Quadruple. It's really been what? But yeah, we've known each other for a really long time. And, you know, we liked each other way back in the day.
Yeah.
And we were with other people, you know, as we grew, yeah. We were friends and everything and, you know, trying out different relationships, seeing what works for us. But, you know, me and Mike just kept on coming back and being friends with each other and really just, you know, sharing, you know, passion for our jokes and music right. and stuff. And so it's cool that we're back together.
Totally.
Doing this.
I'm finding that. This is a cool little thing happening between the two of you here.
Awesome.
Right after your set, you kissed, and this was just, it was really, really cool. I swear, it warmed my heart. And I read that you had posted somewhere, I'm not sure if it was Facebook or one of the things I read about, that you just thought she was out of your league for a while.
Yes, definitely. Mm. She's like, I mean, like, as a, you know, when I was younger, I was like that, like, kind of like shy musician guy, like, right. Yeah, I wrote you a love song. I literally did, though. I wrote her a song.
I'm gonna make him re-record it and release it because it's just this little recording on my phone right now.
Yeah,
but it'll be coming out soon.
It's called Wishbone, and I wrote this song, and it's just kind of like almost like wishing I was with her kind of right. beat there.
Right.
And I played it for her, but I didn't say it was for her, but she kind of knew it was
he
for
was like,
her.
He was like, look, I wrote you this. I wrote this song. You want to listen? And I was like, I have green eyes, though.
Yeah, right.
Is this me?
Literally
like,
saying green eyes.
Who exactly are you talking about
yeah,
here?
Yeah, and I was like, do you have another friend that's that has green eyes that you're like totally in love with, or who is she?
So if you're digging each other, what's it like watching the other have a relationship while you are digging this person? What's that like?
As if I didn't know. this song kind of explains what's that's like.
Right.
You know, it's having like actual love for a person and not having any of that, like, you know, possession, like added to it, where it's just like, you know, you just love that person and you're happy that, you know, they're around you, but, you know, you just kind of love a little bit more from afar.
Were you judgmental of the women he was dating? Were you saying, nah, she's not for you?
Like, yes.
Yeah. When they deserve to be judged, they shall be judged.
And what about you and the guys that she was seeing?
You know, we had a really good, or still have a really great friendship.
Right.
You know, and I always thought something was there, and it was just like the timing, and if we just like stayed in touch and whatnot. And I feel like I'm really happy that we actually kind of got to explore out of high school and stuff like that, is date people and kind of learn a little so that we can be together at our best selves.
I'm actually really happy
with the timeline.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're high school sweethearts since we've known each other for that long,
right.
But we do still have that experience of being with other people and knowing, you know, what we personally want and what we don't want, because we do have those experiences and we just made our way back to each other.
Yeah, very cool. and Rebecca, specifically, a couple of years ago, you decided all of a sudden, I'm not sure, but to demand more from your life, to do stuff that you wanted to do and not stuff that you had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did the light go off and why did the light go off?
Oh, man. that actually, you know, happened. One of my friends passed away.
Okay.
And that was a really, really scary moment. I'm getting emotional a little. But that was the time where I was just like, I can't keep going in the circle of life doing things that just pay the bills.
Totally.
Right.
Like, there's so much more important things.
Right.
You're so talented.
Right. And you'd mentioned creating memories for your children and your grandchildren. And you were thinking really deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's, I don't know, at the end of your life, all you have are stories to tell and to, you know, help people. And so I just,
Sweet.
I'm getting it. I'm absolutely getting it. And our audience is getting it as well, I'm sure. Did you both grow up in Orange County, or is that just Mike that grew up in Orange County?
We both did, yeah. Right. We actually went to the same school together, too. Went to El Toro High School.
Right. And what's
Go Chargers.
Okay, Chargers. I was just going to say, what's the mascot?
Go Chargers. We always come with the horns.
Oh, my God.
and where are you living now? Are you not living in Orange County?
No. We moved to Hollywood.
Okay.
You know, we really wanted to move and get in the scene of Hollywood and Los Angeles, and you know, we're so grateful to be walking distance from some amazing studios and really just be in there. And you know, if someone calls us, says get here in 10 minutes, we're there in 5. So it's really great location.
Great location.
Right on. And Mike, do you speak Spanish? Are you a Spanish speaker?
I do not speak Spanish.
You don't speak any Spanish?
I wish I spoke Spanish, though. Right. I should learn it. I'm hearing a lot more Spanish on the radio.
Un poquito.
Right. Oh, see, she's got it down. She's even captured the accent perfectly. I mean, that's pretty cool.
I can count to 4 in French.
There you go.
So when you're putting together a project, and do you work on the music first? Are you working on the instrumentation first and lyrics at the same time?
That's a great question. I think with my music process is that I write the same song like 3 times. So like I have a song idea in my head. I'll go on to Ableton or Pro Tools and kind of lay it out. And then I might just like scrap it and then retry it or take it to the next level. And it's like kind of funny. It'll be like 2 o'clock in the morning and we're just kind of hanging out on the couch. And then I'll go into my studio because it's in the living room and just kind of start playing something. And I see she's like not watching the TV anymore and she's watching me. And then I'm like, and she's like, I have lyrics. I'm like, let's go. And then so, yeah. So
that's actually how a lot of our music, starts is just kind of feeling into it, you know. Yeah, Mike will get up and start playing something.
It's kind of random.
And I'll just, you know, come up with lyrics that, unless it has to come to me though. I really don't force any lyrics. Right. I really don't want to do that. Like we already have so many songs that are, you know, in the works that it's not necessary for us to try to force songs. He'll make some beats and, you know, some riffs and stuff. And I'm like, nah, it sounds good, but I don't have anything to really add to that. So I just let it be, you know, and maybe later on we'll look back at, you know, what he made and be like, oh, you know, this is perfect for us right now. And I have these lyrics, but, you know, not everything. Yeah.
Right.
Not
no, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Right away.
It was cool too. Cause Waiting was actually a song I wrote a couple years ago. And we were staying in her RV for a month or so, which was a lot of fun. And
That would be cool.
Yeah, it was super fun. And we wrote one of our songs in the RV too. We set up the studio in the RV, and that was really cool. That's what I like about our songs too, is that we like created them in all different parts of California. But It was an older song, and I was just kind of playing old songs, and she was like, that one, like, I need to write on that one. I was like, sure, go for it. And it's like one of my favorite songs for sure.
Now, along with the RV, are there places that you find you're just better, you like better for writing? Is there a special chair, a couch, or is it just the RV, a cool scene, or maybe, you know, the beach?
I don't know. I mean, we've really only kind of just done it, you know, in a studio environment or in our living room, or, you know, we did, you know, set up that makeshift studio in my RV, which
awesome.
Was great. Yeah.
Love to take that on the road. Yeah.
Wherever the mood
that's
strikes.
Our tour van.
Exactly.
That's our going to be our tour van when we get things set up. So yeah, it's going to be fun.
I think for like musically, it's like I'll think of, I hear the music in my head, you know, like I'll be like writing an email and then like thinking about a song and then like just immediately go into the studio.
Right.
You know, it kind of pops up.
So when I first heard you working out and doing the sound check in the live room, just Anita Baker music came to mind. And that cool Baker. Flow that Anita Baker music has. And I find that that's the similarity.
Who
are you guys listening to now? And who do you find that you're listening to in the car, for instance, when you drove up? What were you listening to?
We were listening to nothing in the car.
Nothing, which is kind of funny because it's like...
You should have been listening
silence.
To my show, by the way.
Yeah, we should have been.
I wish we were. You were talking to us.
I was telling you where to park, for goodness sake.
Yeah, no, we were listening to... sometimes we need to...
I personally love AJR right now.
Yeah.
I've been a fan of his for so long. I don't really think it really like influences our music, but... Yeah,
I'd love to get to that production style.
Yeah.
I think like our sound is described, I like to say timeless, because it's not going for like an overproduced thing. It's kind of like, but Anita Baker is a really great example where it's just kind of like keys, classic, like it's still drum machines and stuff, but it's like a classic thing that's familiar, but with our twist on it.
Right.
So I really like that. But like with some of the other music, we have releases like every month to the end of this year, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they all range from different genres. Some of them are really like one that we're working on is like really cinematic, and I'm really excited about that.
Hello Earth.
Hello
is
Earth. Yeah.
Oh my
God. That one's incredible.
I cannot wait for Hello Earth to come out. Like, I wrote this song, and you know, Mike's been like building the music and just making it so big. We're reaching out to like drummers and just getting experts to really do their best on this song, because it needs it.
We're ready for session musicians on this one.
Huge. Yeah. So that'll be out later this year. But
you could not have dropped a better tease. That was the thickest tease I've ever heard, man. I'm telling you. So what's the timeline on that? When might we hear something?
So for that specific song, that one's not finished yet. Well,
That's more of like a fall vibe.
Right. Fall vibe.
You know, definitely a little more darker. Yeah,
we have two or three songs coming out in the summer and late summer.
Right.
They're definitely like kind of summer, like, you know, with everything kind of opening up, it's like a new revival kind of beat. It's kind of definitely something that like our song Falling, for example, which is one of my favorites, and that we play on our live stream all the time on TikTok.
Right.
We do little really like sneak peeks on there. So.
Yeah, if you want to hear unreleased music, go on our TikTok and go to the stream. But the song is just really cool, like a driving beat, kind of like on a funky guitar, and the lyrics are... was it angelic, someone said, or something like that?
Oh, I mean, I didn't
know.
No
say one
it.
Said angelic once.
Yeah. So like, you know what? Whoa. Once anyone says anything of mine is angelic, that's the term I'm keeping. So yeah, keep the angelic term right there.
Angelic.
Yeah, it sounds angelic.
That's in the description.
Damn right it does.
Yeah. That was awesome.
So one of the I don't want to tear you up or anything like that, but one of the reasons again that I fell in love with you guys while studying about you was your love for Rico. My girlfriend and I currently foster and adopt senior pets. So we've got four.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
We have four seniors at the house, and I know the love you have. I know how it grows. Tell us.
I have him. This is a picture of him in the studio. He's so cute.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, and I also noticed the picture on the back of your phone, which I loved while you were singing.
I know.
tell me a little bit about Rico.
So I actually got. I've owned him for. Only almost like 10 years, and my best friend in intermediate school, Shelby Kite, what up?
Shelby!
So she had the dog, and I'd always be over at her house, and the dog would always, like, jump on my lap and stuff, and they would joke that, like, Rico was my boyfriend, and, you know, when we were there, because her house was kind of the party house, like, her mom was cool with this stuff, so we'd just, like, 10 people would walk in at a time, and he would run past everybody to come see me, the person at the back of the group closing the door. And he would just, you know, jump up and...
That's where he knew his real love was.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like, already before, like, he wasn't even living with me. You know, he was already my dog at that point. Mm. And everybody knew it. All of our friends, like, her entire family. Like, he was my dog. But they were just feeding him. And and so, you know, years went by. And we had graduated. We had, like, just graduated high school. I was, like, looking for a place to move out, not really sure if, like, I could, like, afford to move out, but I was like, I gotta get out of here. And I get a call from Shelby saying, hey, my parents are getting a divorce. They already had a lot of dogs, so one was taking one dog and one, and then Rico was just kind of left.
Right.
And she goes, you know, they're talking about putting him back in the shelter. They've already kind of reached out to people asking if they could take him. No one said anything. So I wanted to reach out to you and see if you'd take him. And I'm like, Shelby, I don't even know if I can afford to feed myself right now.
Right.
But, and I just, like, you know, gave it a little bit of time, like, gave it a day to think about it. And I called her, like, that night and was like, bring him over here.
There you
like,
go.
I don't care. I will take care of this dog somehow. Somehow. I will take care of me. And I will take care of
Rico
my dog.
Rico took care of you, too. Right.
Well, yeah.
He took care of me more than I took care of him.
We think we're rescuing them, but they're rescuing us.
Really,
that's
do.
The real deal, man.
Yeah,
so, I again.
So,
Rico is really,
you know,
special.
After that, he was just such a sweet dog. I owned him for almost 10 years. He was 17 when he passed away just recently in November. And, I tried so hard to keep him alive with surgeries and medicines and tests and stuff. But, you know, at 17 years old, there's only so much you can do.
Right. And again, you know what? He left knowing he was loved, man. And that's what I gathered from what I read and everything that you had written about him, all of the posts, all of that stuff. He left knowing he was loved, man. So thank you for that from me, man. I enjoyed reading that part about you. Oh. If our listeners want your music... where's the best place to get it that benefits you both the most?
Nice.
I think Spotify. Or...
So our music, you can buy singles on Apple. You know, you can go to Apple, our iTunes, and you can buy singles. You don't have to do that, but you can.
Mm-hmm.
But usually people go to Spotify. If you type in if you go on our web, it just goes directly to the Spotify. So if you just type in mcrdmusic.com, it'll go straight to Spotify.
Right.
And you can check it out. And we're definitely going to, like, you know, print vinyl and, you know, or press vinyl and do, like, cassettes and stuff in the future. We're definitely working on our merch. But
can't wait for the merch.
Yeah, the merch is gonna be awesome.
As soon as you get something, send me something, and I'll pay. I don't want anything free. I'll pay you for a T-shirt.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we'll let you know.
We're working on our branding and our logos right now. So.
Where are you on social media?
So, like, we really built up our TikTok. That was super fun. And that's where we do our lives.
Yeah.
But you can also find us on Instagram. We also do lives on Instagram as well. So we just do, like, the same feed, like, same time, same feed on Instagram and TikTok. And then we do have a Facebook page as well. I just recently started it.
Yeah. Well, what's cool is that the biggest one to follow is TikTok, because that's where you can see us play live.
Right.
And I kind of have a similar setup. I mean, your setup's really sophisticated. I plug into the studio. So you're going to get studio sound from this live stream, and you're going to get a visual. We're actually working with our buddy Logan, who's a videographer, and we're going to take the visual side to the next level. We're doing this big stream show at this video studio with this cool backdrop and everything, and he's going to, like, bring movement to the cameras, do multicam, you know, and he has like a fancy mirrorless camera. And, you know, on the iPhone, everything looks like really flat.
Right.
But this like has this a lot of depth. And
right.
We did a
it
test.
Looks amazing.
We did and a test last weekend and it looked really good.
Poor Logan thinks he's going to direct your next video. That's actually, no, sorry.
He's holding the lens. That's all.
Yeah. Going to be Rebecca.
But yeah, that's going to be super fun. We are, we're going to be taking our live shows in our living room to the next level, like right. completely in the a music video studio where we can really capture that like concert feel
right.
for
right.
our guests, right. really just trying to amp it up make it more fun.
And I think that's where a lot of stuff's going to. I think people will benefit from it because they can listen to it or tune in from, you know, all around the world. Yeah. You know, if they can't afford to go to a show, I mean, you know, shows are expensive. Yeah. You know, you can watch us in the comfort of your living room.
For free.
Yeah, for free. You know, we're here.
Well, I'll be honest with you. If you had a show, I'd pay for a ticket. Awesome. I really would.
Yeah.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, you will.
But, you know, right now with everything just going on, we're just like, let's just try to, you know, put some good feels out there and
yes.
just enjoy what we want to do and not worry about anything else.
And it's so much fun. Like when we play, people will like have put comments in the stream.
Yeah.
Like,
and they'll send gifts and like the emojis pop up.
It's instant gratification. It's instant
really
reward
is.
For your work. And then that's very cool. It's like hearing an audience laugh for a comedian right there.
Oh,
bam.
Yeah.
It's that.
Yeah,
it is
yeah.
that. It's that instant
so
thing.
So that's been really great. Like
right on.
Being away from an audience, but still being connected to
right
one.
The band is MCRD. If you're looking anywhere to find them, call me here. I'll hook you up. Rebecca Daly, Mike Carnarius, I can't thank you enough for coming in. Let's have you back sometime soon.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Right.
Next song is coming out.
So.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you
so much.